Okay, Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Rabbi Yisai. We are going to be discussing the Parsha this week, more than Pirkei Avos. And I must tell you that Parsha Shlach is extremely, extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Every Parsha in the Torah is obviously difficult, but Shlach is, for me, I can't tell you every year, but I think I feel this way every year. But this year, I definitely feel it extremely difficult. Let's begin with the difficulties, and I'll show you where we're going from here. So challenging, so challenging. Okay, number one. Do you have chumashim? If you don't have chumashim, I will just read the psukim to you. But the first thing I'd like to begin with is Pasuk Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf. Here we are with Eric and Nita Meyer, Women's Learning Division of Adash Yeshurin, Rashi Schnell, Summer of Inspiration. Ma'aretz Hashmeinah Hiyam Raza Hayesh Ba'etzim Ayin. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, check out the land. You shall take from the food to the land. It was the time of the harvesting of the grapes. I want to know of what significance is this. We are talking about Parsha Shlach. Let's put everything in perspective, everybody say. The Meraglim are the reason that we are presently sitting in Chicago. The Meraglim's Chet destroyed the entire Dor HaMidbar because from the Egel, although the Egel and the Meraglim are the two Averis, the two bookends of the Averis that took place on Shavuos HaBetamis is the Chet of the... So now we have this situation of Shavuos HaBetamis, which is the Chet of the Egel, and Tisha B'Av, two different years, which is the Chet of the Meraglim. The bookends of what we call the 3 weeks. The bookends of the Averas that created that the Dor HaMidbar did not have a Chelek in Olam Haba. What a terrible thing to say. The Dor HaMidbar did not have a Chelek in Olam Haba, according to Rabbi Akiva. It's a Machloikus and the Gemara's on edge. So we're talking about astounding things that brought Tisha B'Av into Klal Yisrael's calendar, which resulted in the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash, resulted in Golus, resulted of our being in Chicago, wherever city we may be in right now, listening to Shir. So what significance is it to tell us you may be Kurei Anovim? I don't want to be blatant or jocular or whatever, but, you know, who cares you may be Kurei Anovim? Who cares you may be Kurei Anovim? What nafkamina does it make? Well, you may be Kurei Anovim. Okay, but that's only the first kasha. Now we have a slew of questions here, which are very difficult. Number one. Where are the Nesiim of Parshas Nosov? We had 12 great people who brought Kavonis. I want to put everybody in perspective. We're in the second year of the Midbar. On Rish Chodesh Nisan, great things took place. The Mishkan was inaugurated. The Nesiim started bringing 12 Korbanos. Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen Gadol. Incredible. An unbelievable day. It was a tragedy also. Nadab and Avihu died. We spoke about that. But let's focus on what happened that day. The Nesiim started bringing Korbanos. These are 12 great people, to the extent that Aaron HaKohen, as you mentioned last week, had Chalish Hadas. And how come he wasn't included in this great event? We have 12 great people here who, for some reason, are called Nesiim. And they are not the same Nesiim as in Parshas Nosov. Okay, be that as it may. But we have an incredible event taking place in Parshas Nosov with 12 giants of people. Where are they? The Meraglim themselves, says the Ramban, are great people. They have to be great people. Yeshua, the great Yeshua, is listed third. He's listed fifth. These are great people. Granted, Kalev was the third, but they were not number one and two. These are unbelievable people here. Where are the rest of the people? Where are the Levim? The Levim in Parshas Baleischa last week, the Levim took over for the Bechoros to work in the Mishkan. Where are they? These are the Levim where Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Shem Eli, everybody came. What happened here? How about Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur, the person who built the Mishkan? Where is he? And the next question is very, very difficult. Where are Moshe and Aaron? What happened here? What's going on here? It's a very difficult parsha. It's a very, very difficult parsha. Now, the Mesillas Yesharim says something here, quoting a Zohar, which is kind of unusual for the Mesillas Yesharim to quote a Zohar, but he quotes a Zohar. And in Perek Yud Aleph of Mesillas Yesharim, which is the Perek on Nikius, Mesillas Yesharim discusses incredible things. We should make a Seder, Rabbi Say. I know I learned Mesillas Yesharim a few times with the men. We should learn Mesillas Yesharim with the women also. Mesillas Yesharim, he talks about the concept of a person getting trapped by the midah of kavod. Kavod. What kavod can do, how destructive kavod can be. Yeravam ben Nevat was one of the greatest people who ever lived in the history of the world, and he's not known. He's only known as being an infamous person. Infamous. Not famous. Rachman al-Islam. What was the problem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeravam ben Nevat, Kadosh Baruch Hu grabbed him in his clothing and said to him, do tshuva, and listen to these words, Ani v'ato ben Yishai natal b'ganeinu, you and ben Yishai will walk together in Gan Eden. You hear this? It's a famous Gemara. Amar lo, and here come the two famous words that Yeravam ben Nevat said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi baroish, who's going to walk first, me or David? Amalei ben Yishai baroish, amalei Yehochi. Loi bin, I don't want it. He gave up walking out of Havah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of COVID. Kairach. Next week's Parsha. An unbelievable, this week's coming Parsha, an unbelievable person. What was the problem? He kashim gam gehuna. Because of this, because of the Tzavim and Azir, we all know the story. Then he quotes the Meraglim. The Meraglim. They came back with Lashon Hara, Tiyu Dibal Aretz, V'garmu Misa Lahem, V'l'chol Dairam, they created Misa for themselves, for the entire door. Why? They were afraid, says the Zohar, Penyimat Kivodam, maybe their kavod will be downgraded when they enter Eretz Yisrael. Shelo yiyu nehem nesiim liYisrael, they will no longer be nesiim for Yisrael. V'yamdu acherim b'mkayim, and other people will stand on their place. You understand what this means? They wanted to have the ability to spy in Eretz Yisrael. Now, inside there was a kernel of their own kavod. A kernel of their own kavod. Let's understand what that led to. Let's understand what that led to. If you have a chumash in front of you, fine. Otherwise, I'm going to read you the pasuk. Go back to Parshas Shmos. Rashi quotes this pasuk. Actually, the pasuk is mentioned kind of twice. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Sneh. After the whole story of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth and running away, Mitzrayim, the whole thing, Moshe Rabbeinu, we all know, comes to the Sneh. Because Baruch Hu tells him, I'll take off haloim, shal nalecha, take your shoes off, vayoymer, anoichi, anoichi, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, anoichi, Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, this is in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vov, I am the God of your father, of Avraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov. Moshe hides his face. Vayoymer Hashem, ro, risi, asodi, ami. This is the first thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Ro Risi is Oni Ami. I see my nation is in pain. Hashem Mitzrayim. Vestakosam Shemati Min Nagsav, and I hear their screams. The A raid, and I will go down Lahatzilo to save them. Written in Lashon Yochid. Miyad Mitzrayim, Ola Loisim in Oretz, Hayi. Where am I going to take them to? El Eretz Toiva Urechava El Eretz Zovas Cholav Udavash. The first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, kamat, the first thing he tells him is, Klal Yisrael is in pain, and I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaToiva. Toiva Urechava Zovas Cholav Udavash. What in the world are we checking out? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us what this is already. These are the people who saw the Makkos. These are the people who saw Kriyas Yamsuf. These are the people who stood at Har Sinai. These are the people who made the mistake with the eagle. These are the people who got forgiveness for the eagle. These are the people who saw the Mishkan. These are the people who saw the Shekhinah come down to the Mishkan. These are the people who told that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. On the 20th day of Sivan, they were told you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. In 3 more days, they got delayed. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. They got delayed. They sent out the Meraglim on the 29th day of Sivan. Meraglim went away the whole Tammuz, and they came back Tisha B'Av. Who did they come back to? People living in Ani Akovid, people eating the mun, people drinking from the bear of Miriam. What's going on here? What is going on here? How do you understand this? Anybody wants to say anything at any time, everybody say, you know the rule, please talk up. I love when people talk. The answer is a frightening answer, everybody say. In some small measure, and I say the word small, we are not talking about Rishoim, we are talking about Tzaddikim. Big people who made a mistake. And the Mesillas Yesharim quotes the Zohar, as we just mentioned, that they had a netiyah, they had a little bit of a feeling, they were concerned a little bit, a tiny little bit with their COVID. But I want you to understand one thing here. We are talking about great people. I am not a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor. Until my father told me I can't be a doctor. I wanted to be a surgeon. Surgeon. I had a science teacher who was a very, very big science teacher in high school. And I got 100 on a... we had to dissect an earthworm. Dissect its entire spine up to its brain. And I got 100. He told me I was the only person he ever gave 100 to in his career. I wanted to be a surgeon. Okay. Can't be a surgeon. A kohen. I'm a kohen. Okay. But I want to say something to you, Rabbi Say. A brain surgeon makes a mistake on 1/100 of an inch. He can cripple a person for life. A person who is, and all surgery is serious, who's doing surgery to fix a broken bone in a leg, he makes a mistake by 1/100 of an inch, nothing's going to happen to the person. Nothing's going to happen. If we're dealing with a mutation in a few cells, when a person has trillions of cells in their body, it's not going to make a big difference. We're talking about stem cells, when a person's body is first beginning, makes a tremendous difference. A tremendous difference. A tremendous difference. We're talking about giants of giants of giants of giants who were leaders of Klal Yisrael. These were the 12 men who were picked to go to Eretz Yisrael. They had a little bit of a problem of an atiyah. An atiyah, that means a leaning towards something of their own covenant. Great people, Rabbi say. Great people. I do not know why. I can't tell you why. I can only tell you what. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world. For whatever reason he created it, is to be a mate to people. But in every person there's a Yetzirah. This is not a free ride here. This world is not a free ride. It's a lot of work. A tremendous amount of work. Tremendous amount of work. And that work is difficult and challenging because we have a Yetzer Hara. And then, Chazal say in Kedushin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us fight the Yetzirah. So I can't tell you he gives us the Yetzirah and he helps us fight the Yetzirah. Why did he do it that way? I don't know. But without his help, to fight the Yetzirah without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, it's kimon impossible. Rashi says in the first Pasuk, second Rashi, they said they want to send up Meraglim. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ani amarti lehem shitoiva. I told you Eretz Yisrael is good. Why do you have to send the Meraglim for? You don't trust me. And he quotes the Pasuk we just read in Shemos. Chayeyem shani noisim lehem mokum litois. Rachman al-Atzlan, I'm going to give you a place where you're going to make a mistake. Meaning, I'm not going to make you make a mistake. I'm going to put you in a place where you're not going to have my help to avoid making a mistake. Chayeyam shani noisim lamokim litois bedivri maraglim laman lo yirshuha. So from the get-go, they lost the Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyata Nishmaya. They were still great people, but they lost the Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyata Nishmaya. I can't understand myself that Yeshua and Kalev understood this, and if they davened, the other 10 people were great, didn't daven, other 10 people were tainted with this Vart of Kovin, Yeshua and Kalev were not, or maybe they felt they were, and they needed extra Siyata Nishmaya. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give Yeshua an extra dose of Siyata Nishmaya, and Kalev had to go to Maris of Achpelah. Then they leave and they go. I can't even understand, Rabbi. I have no answer for this question. Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, go check out the land. What do you mean raw? Moshe Rabbeinu heard the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the land's taiva. What was he saying? It's such a hard thing to understand. This year is bothering me more than other years. What happened here? Now I want to show you something, Rabbi. When we are not in the right frame of mind, I'd like to show what happens. We're not in the right frame of mind. And that's a tremendous lesson that's going to take us through a big part of this matzav. They went and they weren't in the right frame of mind because of COVID, whatever it means. Pasuk Lamed. The Meraglim got up and gave their speech and they said, we can't go. They got fortified cities. They have giants. Amalek is there. Vayas Kolev. Kolev got up and said, he grabbed the mic, and he said, I have something else to say about Moshe Rabbeinu. So everybody stopped and listened to him, the famous trick that he used. Vayoyma, Aloi Nala. No, Aloi Nala. We can go up. Be irrational. So we'll inherit it. We can conquer them. Kolev says, he was there. We can conquer them. Next pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the next pasuk. Va'anoshim b'sha'olu imo amru lo nuchal alois. We can't go. You ever have an argument with somebody? Somebody says we can definitely do it. Somebody says we can't do it. Well, what's going on here? Great people. Oloi nale. Oloi nale. Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Lo nuchal alois. When a person is not in the right frame of mind, everything looks half empty. Nothing looks half full. Nothing looks good. Everything looks bad. You can't see the good in anybody, in anything, nothing. Everything's negative. When the frame of mind is not right, everything's negative. The frame of mind was not right because the Mesillas Yesharim says in the name of the Zayar, they wanted covered. That dislocated their frame of mind. And now look what happens. Oloi nala is Kolev. Lo yuchal lalois. Alam ragdum. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. When great people come back, and they give a report. These are great people. And they were talking in front of great people. They were talking to the people again who saw the Makkos, who saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, who saw Kriyas Yamsuf, who saw the Har Sinai, who saw the Mishkan. Everything we mentioned, we're living with the Mordechai, with the Be'er, with the Ananiah Kovin, everything going on. And great people come back. Great people come back with an agenda. And you know what happens? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They said Dibas Ro. They said Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Batisa Kola Edom Yud Dalet Pasuk Aleph Kola Edom Yidnu Kola Bayifku Amalaylu. They cried the entire night. We learned on Moshe Aaron Kol Bnei Yisrael, and they said the famous, incredible words. Why did Hashem bring us here? Let's go back to Mitzrayim. Nitna Roish v'Neshuva Mitzrayim, or Nitna Roish v'Neshuva Mitzrayim. Rashi says Nitna Roish means Nosim Aleinu Melech, will replace Moshe. We'll get a king. We'll get a king. All the same means Avodah Zarah. It's unbelievable. But even Moshe Aaron up today, they fall on their faces. Moshe Aaron fall on their faces in front of Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. The whole place, the whole Kahal Yisrael. Yeshua ben Aaron, Kol Bidifuna, tear their clothing in front of Kahal Yisrael. Koru Big Day. Vayomru. And they said to Adas ben Yisrael, Lema. It's beautiful land. Yeshua and Kali said it's beautiful. If Chavis Baruch Hashem, if you also learn Eretz Hazoyis, or the son of Lanu, Eretz, which is Zavas Chol Nevash, Hashem told us this. That's what it is. Ach, Hashem, Al Tumreidu, don't rebel. Don't rebel. Don't rebel. And don't worry about the nations that are there. Sar Tzila Me'aleim. One Pasuk. Pasuk Yud. Vayayimru Kolaido Lirga Maysam Bavonim. The Jewish people said, stone them to death. Stone them to death. Rabbi said they did not build an eagle. They did not go back to Mitzrayim. They said, let's go back to Mitzrayim. They said, let's make a melech. And they said, let's stone them to death. But they did none of those things. Because at that moment, Kohen Hashem Nirba Amayin Ben Yisro, whoa! Hashem appeared and everybody stopped. But it was too late. It was too late. They said what they wanted to do, and even saying what they wanted to do in a definitive way, that was the Aveira. That was the Aveira of rebellion. The great people had convinced everybody. And no one could turn the tide. No one was able to turn the tide. Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, Kolev, Bezalel, the Nesiim, no one could turn the tide. They were taken by these people. I have a big question, Rabbi. I told you at the beginning of this year, I don't know where Shevet Levi is. I don't know where they are. And they were not involved in the Chet Egel. And they were, it doesn't seem that they were involved in the Chet Meraglim. They didn't send out one of the Meraglim was not from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi didn't die in the Midbar. I don't know what to say. I think what I'm telling you is the pshat. The perspective is that when we hear something that's wrong, we lost the Siyata Dishmaya. It was the perfect storm. We lost the Siyata Dishmaya. We heard something that was wrong by great people who had an agenda, who couldn't see any longer. By the eagle, there's a taina on Aaron. Aaron, why'd you stop them? How come there's no taina here on anybody? Why'd you stop them? We don't see a taina on Moshe, no taina on Aaron. Why'd you stop them? It was the leaders who were convincing Klal Yisrael. By the eagle, it was the riffraff who was convincing Klal Yisrael. Here was the leaders who were convincing Klal Yisrael. Every single man died as a result of this, except for Yeshua and Kolev. The women didn't believe them. The women didn't believe them. But the women couldn't stop them either. Nobody could stop this entourage. Nobody could stop this volcano. Okay, now let's take it one more step. The claim, wherever the Eretz Achelas Yoshvei, it's an Eretz that consumes the people. Consumes the people. That's what they said. It's Eretz Achelos Yisraeli. What an unbelievable statement to make. V'chol makom she'avarnu, wherever we crossed, we saw levayas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made levayas a toiva, so the people should be too involved in their avelus, and they won't do anything to the meragim. Two people see the same thing. One sees half empty, people die. One sees half full. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a favor. Sar Tzila Me'aleihem. Eov was living in Eretz Yisrael. Eov was a great person. The Gemara talks about a Basra that there was a Shiloh where the Eov was greater than Avraham Avinu. Eov was a great person. Most felt him he wasn't Jewish. He was a Navi. Eliphaz also was a Navi. Esav's son was involved with Eov. Eov died. So the protection of having a great person in Eretz Yisrael was no longer there. Eov died. Because Baruch Hu did Klal Yisrael favors. We see big levayas, it's half empty. We see big levayas, it's half full. We mentioned a few weeks ago before Shavuos that the Yontif of Shavuos is called Yemei Bikurim. Yontif of Shavuos is called the holiday of fruit. We spoke about the holiday of fruit. What is that about, the holiday of fruit? We mentioned that fruit are a barometer. We don't need fruit to exist. Fruit are a barometer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a dessert. He gives us something sweet to tell us that He loves us. Check it out. If we're doing okay, the fruits are doing okay. We're not doing okay, the fruits aren't doing okay. Says the Torah, the Meraglim came, Yemei Bikurei Anovim. Yemei Bikurei Anovim. They came at the harvest of the grapes. Now remember, Rashi says, and Parshas Pinchas coming up in a few weeks, that Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim, Yom HaBikurim, Chag HaShavuos. Bikurei, it means when there is a harvest. Shavuos time is the harvest of the wheat. Of the wheat. Shavuos is Nisan Iyar, the beginning of Sivan. During the month of Tammuz, it's Bikurei Anovim. It's the harvest of the grapes. The grapes were luscious. The grapes were gigantic. The grapes are beautiful. As was the Rimon that they brought when they came back. As was the Rimon, as was Tainim, as were the figs. They were beautiful. Beautiful. They were beautiful. Unbelievable. Beautiful. It depends how you're looking. If you're looking with an agenda, they were big. This is the land of the giants. We don't want to live here. Why is the Kodesh Rohr bringing us here? If we look with glasses that are not tainted and have no agenda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Look at the fruits. They're sweet. They're luscious. They're delicious. They're gigantic. This is the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us a barometer of love. But it depends how you look at it. What do grapes start by saying? Grapes make wine. Grapes make wine. What do we use wine for, Rabbi Sir? We use wine at our chasanas, we use wine at our shevet brachas, we use wine at our brisim, we use wine at our pidyon haben. We use wine leil Shabbos, we use wine leil Yontif. Every time we make Kiddush, Shabbos and Yontif. Every time we make Abdullah, Shabbos and Yontif, we use wine. Wine. Wine has the ability to give a person yayin yesamach levav enosh, as the Pasuk says. It gives a person simcha. Wine. Wine can also make a person drunk. Sheikhar, the alcoholic beverage of the Torah is Sheikhar, wine. It can make a person into Shikur, same words, Shin Chofrei, Shin Chofrei. Sheikhar can make a person into a Shikur. Or Sheikhar can give a person Schar, reward. Can make him feel good. Can make him a participant in mitzvahs. It's up to the individual. Noach came out of the Teva and planted a vineyard because he knew the power of Yayin, but it didn't work for him. His Yetzirah got a hold of him and beat him, and he became a shikur. Yemei Bikuri Anov, there's nothing insignificant. Everybody knows nothing insignificant. Why is the Torah telling us Yemei Bikuri Anov? Because this is the time in which you can harvest the grapes. The grapes represent the fruits. The fruits of Eretz Yisrael, the luscious fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us! Say to Raglam, it's a problem. Everything's a problem. When a person is negative, when a person has an agenda, when a person has a different mindset, there's nothing you can show the person which is geschmack. Everything is a problem. The only thing the person can see is that the glass is half empty. He cannot see anything else. Very challenging, Rabbi Say. Very challenging. The most important thing is for a person to look inside himself or herself and to know why they are doing what they are doing. Are their motives pure? Are they untainted? Do they have a separate and alternate agenda? Are they looking for their covet? Looking for money? Person can turn the whole world upside down. The whole world upside down. Baloischa, Shlach, and Korach are three of the most challenging parshas in the Torah, one right after the other, talking about people. People, what people do, what people want, what people can become, what people can lose, what people can gain. And as the Mesillas Yesharim says, what do I do with kavod? Kavod. Aloysa Shlach Kairach is full of people grabbing on and wanting kavod, kavod, kavod. As a result, destruction, destruction, destruction. That's our job, Rabbi said, to remember this. To remember this and to know what to do about it. That's our job. Remember this and to know what to do about it. When we're in a situation, and we're butting heads with somebody. Do we have an agenda? Or are we doing it because we're doing it l'shem shamayim? That's our shayla. During these weeks, we should be zeichah to think about Avein Odom L'Chavero and Avein Odom L'Makom. Why am I doing what I am doing? And that may be able to reground us and reboot us so we'll know why we're doing what we're doing, so there will be a cause only Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Okay, Abayisai, please, anybody have any questions? Please.
My question.
The gain was that they held that if they talk Lashon Hara, everybody will agree to stay and either stay in the Midbar or maybe go back to Mitzrayim and not go to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, their gain was that they would not lose their leadership position. Whatever that means, it's a Pelet Gazak. They would not lose their leadership position. That's why I said from the Zohar, that's what the Sharm is quoting here, that the Kavod gave them an agenda to say that we're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And as a result of that, we'll maintain our own position of leadership. I mean, obviously, you know, we're talking about great people. It wasn't, as I said before, we're talking about brain surgeons of the most, you know, delicate and sensitive surgery. But at that level, doing something wrong is unbelievably destructive. I thank you for your questions. Anybody else? Somebody say? Okay, so I would like to wish everybody Hatzlacha Rabba. We should all be Zeicha. We should all be Zeicha to know that when we're doing something, to really figure out if there's any hidden agenda. Any hidden agenda. It's not easy to do, but it's possible to do. Not easy to do, but it's possible to do. And therefore, we should be able to think what we're doing, why we're doing it, how to avoid hurting anybody in the process. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabba to everybody. I thank you again for coming and for calling in. And next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Kol Tov.